Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to War Master Podcast with Paul and Barry, episode 103.
103, and this is Orc Challenge Part 2, The Return. The return of the Orc.
Return of the Orc Challenge.
The Return of the Orc Challenge, so yeah.
Hopefully I won't get a draw this time.
No, because the scenarios I build can't be draws.
Can we not?
I don't think you can get a draw, no.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for my phone at the same time. So we did the last one a couple of weeks ago. It's Thursday, was it the 4th or the 10th?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Had a busy old week. I've had inset day Monday, inset day Friday. So that's kids off. That's annoying.
Oh, okay.
3 day week. They're so annoying when they have that random inset days. Two in a week because they're at different schools.
Oh, so different kids off.
Different kids off. So I've got one off tomorrow.
Well, you just put them down pit, don't you?
Down pit.
Yeah.
Paul's going to be talking about what he's been doing in the world for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks is a long time in Paul's world.
Well, it's a long time of work.
Have you been dancing like Teresa?
I did Dancing Queen.
Did you see
it? It's awful, isn't it?
But
why do they do that?
Well, it's going to happen anyway. Well, she didn't have to dance there, but
yeah.
I guess... Do you really turn a weakness into a strength by just showing your weakness
exposing
again?
how awful she is at it.
Like, and then just lying about everything. I love the fact she can just lie with such a straight face. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Don't even blink. She's a sociopath.
Yeah. I've said before, I just don't think she's very clever. I mean, she has to have some intelligence to be in her position, obviously, but I just don't think actually she's that clever.
There was a media story about the Labour Party conference, and it only was reported in the Daily Mail, and then it was, without any verification, Channel 4 ran it really quickly, and then they had to kind of apologise and backtrack
because
on it.
Because it's all wrong.
It was a lie, basically. Yeah. What happened was, they said that a Labour MP had to be escorted, a Jewish Labour MP had to be escorted by police around the conference. And it hadn't happened. The police verified that it hadn't happened. What had happened was there was a policeman walking, and she was walking behind him, and somebody took a picture.
And they just assumed a connection.
Yeah, and then they just made the story up.
Yeah.
So the Daily Mail reported the story, which was a lie.
Yeah.
And then Channel 4 interviewed Jeremy Corbyn and said the story, which was a lie.
Yeah.
And then Theresa May yesterday, even though she knows blatantly it's a lie, used the same story. And you go like, but it's been told it's a lie, but people don't care.
Yeah.
They don't want to know the truth. They just want to be fed
a good story.
Good story. Doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Yeah.
But you're like, you knew that was a lie, and you still said it. It's just amazing.
I did notice that somebody put a photo of her at the last conference, and it had three
places,
and now it's just opportunity. Stability,
security, and opportunity or something. You know, it's just opportunity for me to make some money before I get kicked out.
Yeah, like, I'm funding my retirement.
It's a good opportunity.
Yeah, I've got about 6 months left in this job, and then incoming Boris.
It's brilliant. I think the funny story, I don't even know how true this is or not, but apparently they're having a party to celebrate Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
Is this real?
It made a good meme, but it's just like...
Is it true?
I think...
We're having a Brexit party now, are we?
And we're just spending a lot of money on it. Money that we don't have. Because there isn't a magic money tree, Barry.
There's no magic money tree.
Magic money worry tree. We can't just have everything we want.
Yeah. I mean, you laugh about things. People are genuinely dying because of cuts and stuff. And we're having a party to celebrate Brexit. Brilliant. Even though we're not leaving anyway.
I did see a estimate at how much Brexit is cost from the Bank of England. Yeah, and it was just like a depressingly large 50 billion or something like that figure. It's in terms of like, it's just like, it's like, this is costing us loads, isn't it, really?
We've been sold a pub, basically. Yeah.
It's like a gay giraffe.
It's sold a pub.
It's like in Gladiator, you sold me gay giraffes.
I don't know what gay
camels,
giraffes are.
You sold me gay camels, they won't fuck. Right, okay.
Brilliant. Brexit update over. Yeah. We're 6 months away from Armageddon. Okay. My favourite band, Orbital, wrote a song recently, and it was like, please help UK. It's like a message, like an SOS to the world. Come in and save us from this fucking
Orbital? What, the dance? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they still...
Yeah. They've reformed twice. This is
They need more money.
But they're brothers, and they hate each other and love each other. And
like the Gallaghers.
Well, said they got back together.
Right. Okay.
So please help us. We're falling apart. Send help now, please. International rescue.
Cool. Okay. So what have I been up to? A lot of painting. And a few games. So painting wise, I've started now to like paint to a few schedules that are upcoming. Like I want to get Barry's commission done.
Yeah, before November would be good.
But that's
the plan.
That is the next. That is. I'm not doing anything else until the commission's done. But I am very close to hitting that. You know, so I already have 2 half units of balls to do and 3 units of greenlings to do, and that's it. And then you can take it whenever you want it.
Yeah, get them win.
Yeah. So that's cool. I also have the next event I'm playing in is an epic event, Dark Sphere, and the stuff that is coloured just plain blue needs to be painted. So that lander. A new Thunderhawk.
Have we talked about that? That is absolutely fucking enormous.
It's huge.
It's like
a flying war engine. I don't think I can even put it on flight stands.
It's so about heavy. The size of a 40k land speeder.
Yeah, so that's a man there, you know, 5 men, and that's the vehicle.
Like, so if you can imagine a 40k land speeder, but this is 6 mil.
Yeah.
It's fucking humongous. And it's, yeah.
But it can hold 6 APC, like Rhino APC vehicles. Like, yeah.
So it's a lot of stuff.
So 6 Predators if you wanted it to, though you don't. It transports 4. Yeah, like as you buy an attachment. It's cool. Like, will it work? Don't know. If someone gets a hit on it and they roll that 6 for a crit, it goes down in flames.
Everything in it dies.
Everything in it dies.
Well, that would be bad.
Yeah, that would be bad. I ain't going to win. Like,
I'm not sure you're going to win putting that many points in this anyway.
I know. But it's a lovely thing. It's somebody's own sculpt. It's not an official model. Yeah, it's somebody's own.
What's it called? Just for the
Space Marine Lander.
Lander.
Just okay. Lander.
I'm waiting for it to appear in 40k. It'll be the size of the table.
Yeah. Like transport your half a company. You know. Like, I built a very thematic marine list that basically deploys as only 2 detachments deploy: a devastated detachment with some whirlwinds, like as 2 detachments, and the rest of it just comes on in planes. And like comes in dropping in, or teleports, just comes raining in from a bit. Will that work? Probably not. Because I'm not very good at epic. You know, like, I haven't won yet.
I think piecemeal attacks don't generally work.
The best I can do is hopefully my opponent like isolates something on itself in terms of activations, and then I can rain attacks on it, and then hopefully win the initiative again and go away. But yeah, I cannot touch a war engine. Like a Gargan, a Titan. Like
okay, well, that'd be interesting. How many rounds? 3?
3. I'll lose all 3. Like,
From what I understand, Marines aren't easy to start with.
No, I probably should have gone with like Imperial Guard, but I'm enjoying what the Marines are. Yeah, like if you can build a very statically defend yourself guard list, and that's quite difficult because you've just got a lot of men. No matter the quality line between Marines and Guard, for example, is not a hell of a lot of difference. When you can have so many more guards.
When you're only rolling 1 dice.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm painting. What else? Oh, you've talked about your painting.
So I know to say, like, it's your commission next, then it's those things quickly, because they won't take very long. That opens me up to other stuff. Games-wise, I've played a game of Kill Team against Eric, using my GC LeCult Kill Team. I do like Kill Team. To me, 40k Kill Team is just far more interesting than regular 40k because of what it is, because of its limitations, because of its, you know, the fact that you know you can't like have a vehicle, you know, like it's small little guy.
Can't even have a vehicle. Can't even have a rhino.
Nope. Behind you there is the 2 kill teams I've got, and they're different sizes. So the one on the top is the Gene Steeler Cole one, the painted models. Yeah, the painted models.
All right.
And the one below is a Marine kill team, and that's it. And they do
anything. Big Marines, new Marines.
Yeah, they're Primus Marines. Because the real
Scouts look really small.
Yeah, because they're Scouts. Yeah, like, So the Kill Team's given an expansion of called Commanders, which is basically you can put a hero-level character to your Kill Team, you know, but that's an optional thing.
like, if your opponent has one, there's some missions that involve it.
Right.
Like, and if you don't have it, you don't have those missions. It just, it's quite nice. It's not a must buy. I mean, I personally bought it anyway. No, I won't. It's not.
You're not going
to
buy it.
No, I'm not going to, because Kill Team's about a kill team. Like, there's no need to.
Well, maybe you've got to go rescue him.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not necessary. Like, it's just a bolt on to the game. You know, not in the way like Night Vault for Shadespire. Like, as,
have you doubled down then on this?
Yeah, I got it. I picked it up. Yeah, like, you saw it there.
How far have you gone in?
I bought the box. What do you mean? There's nothing else to buy.
I thought there was a box and some accessories and stuff. You bought the.
Well, I bought the scenery accessories. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah.
So you bought everything from season one.
Yeah.
And you bought everything so far from season two because there's a couple more releases.
But the thing is, it's a core box and it updates the rules.
And what about the core box? Are they duplicated cards or are they different cards?
They are releasing the two original war bands as separate bands, and the cards that are new for them, they can sell. They're selling in those packs or as a separate pack itself, like just those cards. I don't know, a number of.
So you don't even have to buy the box set for this one if you just want the cards.
No. So they've done Warhammer Underworld's Night Vault, mm-hmm. which is basically the new core set because it has the updated rules for the game.
Right, fair rules.
And the two original warbands, the Sigmar Storm Bros and the Reavers from the first core set, are now going to be packaged and sold as individual warbands.
Oh shit! Because they're retiring the first box set.
Yes, the first box sets.
Right.
Retired.
So are the new core cards?
Yeah.
The same as the old core cards, or they got some.
Oh yeah. So there's.
I don't want to buy this box set if I've already got all the cards.
There's plenty of new cards.
Right. Okay.
Like but obviously some of them do the same thing under a different name. But they're both like you can have both cards in your deck.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So because they're all unique.
And you can use any of the boards with any of the boards.
Yes. Or yeah. And now there's another two boards in that one. Means you've got five boards to choose from.
They're very much of a muchness. The boards.
Yeah. I mean,
apart from the one with hazards on it.
Yeah. And because the only real change of the core rules is including lethal hexes as core rules.
And what about the...
And magic.
And the relics. Have they changed the relics to cost two, or is it still what?
I haven't looked. It's magic? Yeah, it's magic. So your Stormbro wizards are all wizards. Your Briar Queen, your Nighthaunt, the leader is a wizard.
Right.
And I got to say, the models are fantastic.
They're always
good, man. But for push-fit models with design bases, they're amazing.
And how many did you get,
You get seven Nighthaunts.
Seven for, £13, and the cards.
And jeez. three wizard, Stormbro wizards. That's the core set.
Oh, that's the core set.
So going forward, I'll only get, for season two, I'll only get the bands that I might want to play. Like there's two. The next two that are coming out is a Dzinch warband, called Eyes of the Nine, mm-hmm. which looks quite fun.
Mm-hmm. And the goblins,
the goblins look brilliant. There's nine, seven goblins.
They've got bows.
Yeah. And it's like, but that warband would be
squigs.
Yeah, squigs is £17.50 from GW. So you get
it's £13.
Yeah, from somewhere else, and it's like. Yes, I would play.
And you could get the seven or eight models in the cards.
Yeah, nine models in
there. Nine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the card. Mm. I don't want to play goblins because I love goblins.
Well, but it's just like, obviously, clearly, they're funny. Like they showcase some of their cards previewed. Isn't that White Dwarf? And one of them's called Stab Him in the Knee. and it's like these goblins.
Stab Him in the Balls?
Yeah, it's like these goblins stabbing a corn guy in the knee. And it's like, meh! And it's just the way clearly that band is hilarious. And it's like, if there wasn't Skaven, that would be my first choice.
That's probably
band.
What I'll try and play.
Yeah.
But it sounds good having nine models, but you only get four activations. You only get 12 activations in the game.
Yeah.
So unless you've got a way of activating more than one.
They have a rule called Scurry, which means if they're adjacent to each other, when you make a move with one of those guys, the others can move as well.
All of them?
As long as they're adjacent.
So you could, they don't start adjacent because of the start. Hang on a minute, there aren't that many star squares.
No. So there's a squig herder,
right?
And his two squigs get placed on non-starter squares. Next
thank Christ
him.
For that.
Because I didn't think about that. How do you place them?
I thought
are they a recursion? Do they come in later? Are they cards? No, they. So your seven starting spaces are filled with seven goblins, and then the two squigs go next to the squig herder.
Oh,
because it makes sense. But it's cool. It's like, it's basically, it looks like a Blood Bowl team in a sense. It's almost like just the characters. Like, you've got a Netter, you've got a Baller Fanatic,
you've got
a Squeak Herder, you've got three goblins with bows, and then you're like, your leader.
You've got to have a shaman.
Yeah, your leader is a shaman.
Yeah, chomping his mushroom.
Yeah, who's the weakest leader? Like, he can't.
He's gonna be dog shit.
He hasn't even got four health. Like, he's got three health. There are things that do three damage off the cuff.
Like, they're called Storm.
Yeah, literally, it's like, Goblin. Yeah, I mean, like, there's a card, isn't it, that does one damage to everybody? So the goblins are running around with two damage, but literally, like, you can, like, I'm going to drop your band, they're all got, like, one damage left.
Oh, shit. How do they inspire?
By nicking stuff. But yeah, but, like, by once they have three glory, they're inspired.
Oh, that's quite easy to do.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah. But do they get much better? Not really.
Oh, no! All right, well, good. Well, they're certainly doing that very well.
Oh, and a Shadespire. You can't call it Shadespire anymore.
No.
Warhammer Underworld is blowing up. I mean, because they're doing 8 more bans for Nighthaunt, so you'd have 16 bans with about over 1,000 cards in the pool.
In the ecosystem.
Yeah, and, well, I think that's really good. I mean, there's, again, just the quality of those models. And like the ghosts, for example, up there. Would I want to do an army of ghosts? No, I wouldn't. Would I paint 7 of them? Yes, I will. Yeah? And they're just all lovely stuff. I mean,
I'm just going to wonder if somebody could find an alternative game, like, to use, like, a skirmish game using those teams.
Well, they do War Scrolls for them in Age of Sigmar.
All right.
So they are compatible in Age of Sigmar. So if you've got your, you know, the new Warhammer Age of Sigmar starting set, which is Nighthaunt, Storm Marine, Storm Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those two obviously fit into those armies.
So you know, like, you've got your kill team.
Yes.
Well, this would be ideal.
Yeah. That's the obvious game GW next needs to do.
They need to do a kill team version of. Use these models in some kind of kill team.
Yeah,
area.
Yeah. That's probably. I can imagine.
The thing that wargamers love more than anything is the flexibility to move around and do things that the kind of board game doesn't let you do.
Yeah.
The cards don't let you do. The game doesn't let you do. Yeah.
So that's I can see that's the obvious release for GW do at the future, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think there ever was a fantasy kill team. There was
Mordheim.
There's Mordheim, but that's Necromunda.
Yes.
There was no kill team. Like
there was a White Dwarf game.
Here we go. Called, this is what we need.
A White Dwarf game called Champions or something about Chaos Champions. So your Chaos Champion war band. It was only Chaos Gods.
Oh, right, okay.
So you dedicated your band to...
Like pit fighting, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. And your band developed, like, had experience trees as they followed... They did well and followed their god. And it was like Chaos Warriors and Beastmen and anything from the range of Chaos was in your war band.
See, what if this was a digital video game? This is exactly what would happen. You'd have a community would build up to mod a game on the side of the game.
Yeah.
So there'd be the core game, which is your underworld, and then that kill team variant would be like modded on the side.
Mm. What's also been, I think, particularly cool is in this White Dwarf, you've got a free booster pack of the Age of Sigmar Champions, the card game that's doing well.
What is it? Dice Masters?
No, the one that Sherwin was really liked.
Got all that.
No, so you got a booster pack in the White
because
Dwarf.
That's not a booster pack. No, you've been out and bought some. Obviously.
No, I went and picked up a starter set.
Cool. That's what I just said.
Yeah, and then last night
they see you coming all day long.
Then last night Richard gave me his booster pack because he didn't want it.
Sensible man.
Yeah.
Because are these blind boosters with random content?
Yes.
They're the devil, sir.
They're the devil. The very devil.
Don't. It should be a living card game, not these blind boosters. There's only one blind booster game, that's Magic. Because then you know that at least the cards are going to be worth something.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. Exactly. So Sherwin's going to teach me at some point. Because he really likes it.
Sherwin the Space Marine?
Sherwin...
This is...
Yeah.
Where's this set?
It's Age of Sigmar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another one. Savage Boar Boss.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get these in the starter pack? You don't even know. So did you... What starter pack did you go for?
You can't play Skaven, because they don't... They're not on the cards yet. So I got the Sigmar Marines one.
Why have you got all these fucking...
Because they're from the booster sets, aren't they? Mm.
They're also doing a Dice Master variant of 40K.
Mm.
I don't know. I've played that. I've got all the Dungeons & Dragons Dice Master stuff, mm-hmm. but that's like an interesting game as well.
All right.
Okay. So they're expanding their IP everywhere.
Yeah. And last night, after work, I managed to get a pickup game of Necromunda, which was quite cool, because for our Necromunda campaign, so my Orlocks went against Richard's Goliaths. Yes. And Goliaths are really scary, because they're just much better than my Orlocks. But Richard is incredibly unlucky, and that allowed me to win.
Really? I found a third shiny card. That's Oryxes as well. Mm. The world is telling you,
yeah,
Paul,
you should be playing Oryxes.
You should play Oryxes. Yeah. All your shinies are Oryxes. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't say I'm going to go down that rabbit hole.
No. It's like, no. I picked it up so me and Sharon could do something.
Mm-hmm. It's very kind of you, sir.
That's not expensive.
Nothing's expensive when you make the money you make from eBay. You eBay machine? Right, eBay machine. So what have I been doing? There's a new Magic set out. That's always exciting.
Oh, I need to... Yeah,
you've got more?
When you talk about Lord of the Rings, I need to talk to you as well. Yeah, go on.
All right, yeah. So there's a new Magic set out.
Yeah, which one's this one, then?
We're returning to Ravnica. Which is probably around the time you started playing.
Yeah. So what's the themes of that?
Like guilds, two-colour guilds.
Two-colour guilds, yeah.
Like Boros, this, and Golgari, that. It's very good. It's very cool. Mm-hmm. And so it releases today, or tomorrow, Friday. Mm-hmm. And we will see. One thing Wizards have done, which is absolutely fucking outrageous, considering they need a local game store network.
Yeah.
To have, so people have got somewhere to play.
Yeah.
Because they have competitive play, so you need somewhere to play. You can't just play at the kitchen table at home.
Yeah.
And then expect to go to GPs and stuff. So you need a network of game stores. And game stores make quite a lot of their money from selling booster boxes around set releases.
Yes. Yep.
So what Wizards have decided to do now is start selling directly through Amazon.
Oh.
So that cuts out not only the stores, but the distributors. And not only that, it undercuts all of them.
Yeah. Oh dear. Why are they doing that?
Because they need the revenue. Because they're owned by Hasbro. Yeah. Shit, not them. Not Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Hasbro, the parent company, need the revenue.
Right, okay.
So now it's like, you've done really well. We need more.
Yeah.
And then...
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. So this is kind of what happens with GW, but in the bad old days, where they just kept putting up the prices and not doing anything.
Yeah.
But this is worse because the parent company don't care. They say, but we need to protect the business model 25 years, blah, blah, blah. No, money.
Money now.
So they started selling stuff direct, which is just outrageous.
Oh, dear. Right. Okay.
And we've already had, locally, we don't have a lot of shops.
No.
But one of them is in the process of closing, and one of them has shut effectively and just become, an internet outlet. They used to have a gaming space, Extreme Trades.
Yeah, Extreme Trades.
And now that's gone. It's just, basically in this garage.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah.
There's just no money.
Yeah.
And now they're making it even harder.
You couldn't keep the gaming space open.
No, because there's just no revenue.
I quite like that as a gaming space. That was a nice place to go to, Oh, I didn't realise that.
Mm. It just gets harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
And especially if they're taking more and more of the cake.
Yeah.
It's the cake used to be 50-50 now. Mm. We want a bit more, so it's 60-40.
Yeah.
And then 70-30.
70-30.
80-20. 80-20. So it's bad times in Magic World. Hopefully it doesn't do anything too drastic.
Cause
a lot of people have got a lot of money tied up in Magic cards. And it is...
Everything.
Everybody in the world, from the outside or inside, knows that it's basically all built on confidence. And if the confidence in the market goes... Mm. All these little cardboard rectangles that are worth thousands of pounds are worth nothing.
Yeah.
Because they're only worth £1,000 because somebody wants them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If nobody wants them, they're not worth nothing.
They're not worth nothing. Supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. So, blah, blah, blah. And then I haven't been playing any games recently, apart from Magic.
Yeah.
But building Lord of the Rings armies, because I've got tons of Lord of the Rings stuff. Like, in the great wilderness of years between... A long time ago. What was the third movie? The Return of the King. Between the Return of the King and now, that was a barren time for the Lord of the Rings miniature games. And a lot of people got rid of a lot of stuff. Yeah, and I picked a lot of stuff up for
cheap. Have you got any Gondor Minas Tirith stuff?
I always got mistaken because there's another age for those, aren't they? Numorian or something.
Not the guys who are in the first Fellowship of the Ring.
I've got millions of them, obviously. Yeah. But I've also got some... I've got some guys that look like... They've got, swans on them.
Knights of Dol Amroth.
Yeah. Are they...
Yes, allies? Yes, they're fiefdoms. They'd be interesting. Yeah,
I've got medals of those. And Yeah, I'd have to have a look through it. I've got lots of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Because you say, like, I've looked on eBay for the Faramir and Boromir I would want. The Boromir holding the flag in his in you know armor
for Gondor.
For Gondor, you know, and the Faramir the Ranger. You know, so you can't buy them from GW, but there's some on eBay. I'm watching.
Okay. Well, they will come back, but they'll be like resin.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Of course. But yeah, and I did see in this White Dwarf, it has an article about the new edition of War of the Rings and how to play it and everything else. And there was a lovely picture. That's what I sent to you. Like, that Gondor army mounted on
the tiled stuff.
Yeah, on tiled floor, like they're in Minas Tirith. It just looked great. It's just like, that's...
And you get Gandalf.
Yeah, that's like, that's the army. That's
although by the time you've added Gandalf...
Yeah, you ain't got anything else.
Boromir, Faramir, even Aragorn.
That was a big army, all right? That wasn't like...
You need to be the real man and use Denethor or whatever.
Denethor?
That's it. The madman. Send in the madman.
It's not a warrior. Like,
he's just eating ribs.
Senile man.
And grapes. Yeah. The place is burning down. Denethor.
Yeah, he's not a warrior. Like, but yeah,
he's your leader. Stuart. He would be your leader.
Gondor has no king. Like, but that's what I'd do. So you have to, at some point, you have to set me a date to build it to. Like, when are we playing this? Like, tell me.
Well, the big problem is I'm playing Eric next week
at Rings.
Yeah, yeah. But he's one of the armies I built is dwarves.
Yes,
and I'm playing.
He's playing dwarves.
Yeah, so I'm playing Ollie the week after with dwarves, but. That means I've got to get into my garage at some point and try and find my stuff to play Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Okay. Well, when you do...
Well, that's it.
When look for Minas Tirith stuff.
Oh, well, yeah. Mm. We will try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For Gondor, the plastic stuff's cheap.
Yeah, it's not... None of it is expensive. Like, even...
It's
so cheap that you might as well just get it from from an independent...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no need to get that on eBay. I'm only interested in those two characters, because... They are the two characters I'd want to lead this little force.
And those are
they're the versions of them, like the sculpts of them, that I prefer. You can buy a Faramir and a Boromir.
Do they come on horse?
Horse and mounted. But it's like, it's the Boromir looking like he's out of the Fellowship. That's not the Boromir I want. And it's the it's armoured Faramir. I'd rather he was a ranger. Yeah?
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's
only
personal preference thing. You know?
Well, they've probably got different profiles, to be fair.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But they have. But
different war gear.
You can arm them differently.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Right, good. Right, we're building a couple of. That's it. So, what's been happening in the week in Warmaster this week?
You've got Battlescape war game buildings.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Battlescale.
There was a lovely set of like medieval style 10mm.
Revolution, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
10mm buildings that somebody, I don't know if he's kickstarting them or just sharing the fact that he's made them and he's going to be kickstarting or going to be selling them direct. But I looked at them, whenever I go on the Facebook page and I see something new, I try to make a note of it and I bring it up, like we did with Jan and his the Unseen.
The Unseen.
We do with Dave and his, because Dave's still running about his new artillery pieces, the mortar and stuff, warmonger. So if you're interested in some 10mm scenery, this guy, Battle Scene, Wargaming Buildings, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got an email from a listener. What have you just written there?
Winter Roller 19. I've written it.
Winter Roller 19. Yep. Fair. Mm-hmm. You did say that. Have you published it?
Yes.
Did you proofread it first?
Of course.
Did you get somebody else to proofread it first? I'm not sure proofreading your own stuff's ideal, because you tend not to see your mistakes.
Whatever, like, yeah. Like,
whatever, man, whatever, it's done,
email from the listener.
Okay, brilliant, yeah, let's do
I'll
it.
Just open up. Mm.
If you do want to get in touch with us, warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com. That's Gmail, I'm sure that's gmail.com. Yeah. Or just fire us off a Facebook message post or something.
Podcast. I just say, I have written Winter Roller 19, version 1. And I've put it out on the Facebook group and emailed it to a few people. So that is the rules pack that BonesCon is using.
BonerCon!
And we're still I haven't heard yet about the London GT. In fact, I'll send him a message right now.
Well, can you do the job you're doing first?
Yes, I can.
We are live on the air. I don't want to have to edit too much.
Where's it? How did he say it? BNR.
It was I sent it to you by email because it was sent to me by email.
You sent it to me by
email. I forwarded it because it.
By email?
I'm not sure you're privy to warmaster.podcast@gmail.com.
There it is, yeah. Okay, got it here.
So, Paul, in his best English accent will read out said question. Is it a question or is it just a statement?
It's a statement. But he asked for opinion.
I'll give you an honest opinion, sir.
Okay. Hi, Paul and Barry. John here from the US. Been listening...
America.
Been listening since your first episode.
Never. No, Caucasus. 103 episodes ago.
Yeah.
We were bad back then.
And just want to say, first off, that you guys do a great job with the podcast. I appreciate the conversational tempo that you naturally capture and enjoy some of the insight into other games and hobbies. I don't like Barry, though. He's a bit of a dick.
He is.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
It's a bit forthright, though.
Yeah, like, I had a pleasure of meeting Paul at the Epic Tournament.
Pleasure, that's a fucking strong word. Couldn't miss you. Foghorn.
I had the pleasure of meeting Paul at the Epic Tournament in Leicestershire back in April. Simon's event. While Epic is my primary game system, I'm very good at it, I have been working on getting a few War Master armies on the table as well, which brings me to my next point. I've been working on a 2,000-point revolution list and was hoping you could provide feedback on the following. Mm-hmm. Beastmen, and it is Beast Herd, 7 of them, Herdkin times 4, Bestigors 4, Minotaurs 1, 4 Chaos Hounds, 2 Tuskor Chariots, 1 Chaos Spawn, 1 Dragon Ogre Shagoff, 1 Beast Lord, 2 Wargore, 1 with a Chariot and a Sword of Fate and a Sword of Might, and 1 Bray Shaman, 1 with a Ring of Magic. 2,000 points, 24 units, 12 break.
Oh, nice.
The general formation grouping would be the Chaos Hounds by themselves, Bestigor and Spawn by themselves, Shagoff individually, Chariots together, then Herdkin and 2 Beast Herd together, Herdkin and 2 Beast Herd together, Herdkin and 3 Beast Herd together, and then Herdkin and Minotaurs to screen the Minotaurs' line of sight and keep them from charging fluff. Mm-hmm. The Wargore and the Chariot with the Sword of Might would aid in combats, and the Bray Shaman and the Ring would be able to get off hunting for gore, the movement spell, mm-hmm. on the Minotaurs or the Shagoff. I appreciate the feedback on list building and tactics, and you can offer thanks. That sounds a really good list, actually. Yeah,
he didn't talk about ambushing stuff, I guess.
Yes, so, okay, the key thing... So, Beastmen? Because
you get 12 Chaos Hounds.
Yeah, well, that. But also the ability to ambush. And so that's key. Yeah, like, that's why... That's their big difference. And that is... That can be quite strong. Really can be quite strong.
It can be very strong.
Yeah, like, your Herdkin and Beast Herd can ambush... And not the Chaos Hounds now. They can't.
They can't they, from the side?
We dropped that.
Did you?
Yeah. Because it was too good. Yeah.
Well, they are good.
Yeah. And that's why we dropped it.
That's why they're 40 points.
Yeah.
And they're still good.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can put, mediocre infantry on people's flanks.
Or behind them.
Yeah.
I had that done to you.
Yeah. Like,
and those shooters coming on behind you are a pain in the
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. So, it really... You don't want to overcommit too many units to ambush because you need some presence on the table. But I think certainly one or two brigades, would be ambushing.
I think... Yeah, I mean... Like, they're similar in quality, aren't they, to halberdiers and crosswomen?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
It's exactly the same.
Now, halberdiers and crosswomen, I hate. But if you could... If you could ambush... Yeah. With two crossbowmen, supported by two halberdiers, and to go and shoot the artillery or whatever.
Or that would just be, to be there, right? And then next turn come in on initiative, like a charge on initiative. Yeah.
That would be good.
That's very good, yeah. Characters-wise, how many has he got? He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 characters.
That's probably...
Fair enough. Two are heroes.
They're not goblins.
Yeah, they're not.
they're
proper characters. Critically, I think it's a really strong list. Like, he's thought about not only... Like, he's got a good build, he's got a good break, he's got a good mix of units.
I mean, there's always the argument of getting up to 25 or going down to 23 because it doesn't affect the break.
Yes,
I mean, it's less boots on the ground, but your break would still remain...
Still remains.
It would move 12 or go up to 30, depending on what you did.
What he's done his homework. So rather than just sending us a list, he's thought about how he's going to deploy it. And it's all sound like that as idea. Yeah, I think you could do very well with that.
I mean, the Ring of Magic with the movement spell is not as powerful as it used to be unless you have access to flyers or a way to get behind like you do here with ambushes.
Yeah.
It used to be, like, devastating. A unit of cavalry in the flank was ruinous.
Yeah.
They could go on forever and just chew up brigades.
Yeah, exactly.
But that ain't happening anymore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it looks very nice. Tusk or chariots, are they chaos chariots?
Basically.
That's funny, I saw on, what did I see, on the trading group, there was somebody selling like a £400 chaos army.
Yeah.
Like fucking millions of everything.
Mm-hmm.
How many chariots do you reckon?
One unit.
One.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Just so one what? One real unit of chariots. One genuine
unit. One unit of chariots. So this massive
army. One. Like,
where are all these chariots? Like Smaug. Yeah. Some guy like Smaug living and his house is built out of chariots.
Yeah, it's house of chariots. The house of chariots. Chariots of fire.
Where the fuck are all these chariots?
Don't know, mate. I'm afraid we can't be too critical, I don't think. We're back to this guy, back to John's question.
Just think about your ambushing.
Yeah, just like that's the only thing you haven't addressed yourself.
I'm glad you haven't cheesed out with the hounds.
No,
four hounds.
I mean, we did limit them. Like, you know, that was a lot of changes on the Beastman list. I mean, it's so good that I would actually copy that list and try it myself.
The Shaggoth's a monster, isn't he?
He is a, yeah.
Basically. So is the rule is, though, now that they have to take one more hit before they're badly hurt. Which helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, stuff like Giants was so poor.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was four hits done.
Yeah. It wasn't done, but it was as good as done.
Yeah, it was good as done. It was, like, not effective anymore. And if you can find a flank with the Dragon Ogre Shaggoth, that could be amazing. Your chariots are always good. What Beastmen don't have is a 4+ armor thing, but that's because they're Beastmen. So your movement spell... But he's thought about where that movement spell is going to go. You know, like, when he can also cast it.
And the Bestigors with the Spawn are going to be meaty, man.
Bestigors...
With the Spawn in the middle.
With a Spawn... Yeah, you know, because that Spawn can mix up combats all to your favour. Spawns have armour 3+. You know, like, they're the things that can take hits. You know, like, they cause terror. They're good. I like Spawn.
Yeah, they don't tend to cause terror on a lot apart from camels.
No, because
they only touch one stand.
But yeah, but they're a way of maximising hits in, but not taking more back. Aren't they? Like, because you're the way you form up the brigade, and when they're fighting, you're actually getting more attacks on the opponent, and they're not getting any more back. In fact, they get even less
because it's better against cavalry.
And Spawn are very Beastmen. You know, like, as in a type of unit, they're also in Chaos. They fit well. I like the likes the fact that he's pretty much chosen every option. That's all good.
Well done, sir. Well done, John.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we've just got to talk now a little bit about our list. The orc challenge. Somebody's just attacked me, sir. What is this?
Skaven.
Skaven, the sneaky.
Maybe that's a sign
that
you're using Skaven. They're just trying to backstab you.
So, in part two, we're going to roll the scenario. We're going to roll the list. I'm not rolling the list. Paul decided he wants to roll.
Well, I haven't had time to decide what I'm going to use.
I haven't had time. Well, yeah, I haven't had time to do much. So,
I've got three jobs now.
Jobs.
Yeah,
need another one.
So
I'm doing orcs. I'll tell my orc on, and then you can do your stuff. Right. So, 2,000 point list, obviously. 4 warriors, 2 black orcs, 4 goblins, 2 trolls, 4 boar boys, 2 wolf riders, 2 rock lovers, general, 2 heroes, 2 shaman, orc, 2 goblin shaman, 1 wyvern, 1 sword of fate, 2,000 points, 20 units break 10. My scouting is going to be dog shit, but we're orcs, we don't give a shit about scouting. And that's me. So Paul's now going to randomise everything else. As he, like,
quite can you get a random number generator up on your phone? Google that. Yeah, that would decide us for it.
Google,
because there's 15 choices going from there, down to there.
Well, there's not just orcsies. What about?
Yeah, I've not counted orcs. There's still 15. Yeah, because you're obviously using my orcs. You're dumbass.
I'm Lord of the Rings orcs, but I haven't got that. Random number generator.
Yeah, and that will decide which army. Obviously, I've got a list for these armies, so like,
of course you have.
It's just inputting then. That into the game.
So 1 to 15.
1 to 15.
Well, what's the number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
7.
15. 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's ogres.
Bring them on.
Yeah, bring them on.
Ogres.
Ogres. Mm-hmm. Right, if you can pause
and what
there.
Scenario? No, we've got a scenario.
Okay, well, I've just got to get the stuff, haven't I? So, like, fill the time. Dead time.
There's not dead time. So we need the scenario one is the random deployment. Scenario two is the tower power. And scenario three is the objectives.
Yes, and we're purposely... So we're not making sure...
And it's one. So it's random deployment. Oh, fuck's sake. Yeah. Here come the greenlings. The greenlings can't support. Oh, my God. We don't need this. It's all
normal, no, but I just wanted to show it to you.
Oh, it's very nice. So, yes, yes.
Right.
Well done.
So I've just quickly grabbed my ogre list.
You got an ogre list?
I do have an ogre list, yeah.
It's scouting is going to be almost as good as my scouting. We should just do... just roll. I'm not going to put anything in scouting. You're not going to put anything
in
scouting.
I've just got to get my list here.
You ain't going to put anything in scouting. What are you going to scout with? The greenlings?
What you going to scout with, boy?
Like, the greenlings? Right. 1 to 12, it's so well prepared, Paul.
You could have given me 5 minutes before.
And I get
so my scouting value is 4.
I get a 9, you've got a 1.
Well, that's not very fair.
Well, that's what it is. So
1 plus 4
is 5, and yeah. I got a 9.
Right, okay, so we'll set up the table and you've won the scouting. My list is 4 units of ogre balls, 1 unit of lead belchers, 2 units of iron guts, 1 unit of Yetis, 4 units of Nubblers.
Good double.
1 unit of Rhinox Riders.
They're good.
1 Gorger, 1 Slave Giant, 1 Tyrant, 1 Bruiser, 1 Butcher, and the Bruisers on the Bull Rhinox with a Sword of Fate. Breakpoint 8.
Yeah. I'm only 10.
Yeah, but I'm better.
You're better. Alright, here we go. So we'll talk to you again after the game, which is going to be quick.
Yeah.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Right, we've played the game.
Yep.
It was quick. It was quick and dirty.
Fairly smart, fairly good. It was fun using ogres, definitely, and with almost a totally painted ogre army. This is an ogre army that I originally...
Is this the list you'd run, then?
No, probably not. I guess I wouldn't have... I don't know if I'd have the Nobblers. I mean, I might mix around it a bit.
Nobblers are a real headache when you can't brigade them.
Yeah. I'd have to play a few games of it and probably change this list, but it was... what the list was something of everything I wanted to try. It was like the thing I wanted to get from Blackgate Miniatures.
As we discussed before, in a little four-minute... madness section. Paul lost the deployment, scouting.
Barry had no scouts.
So,
but I think that cost you.
Well, what do you want me to put in scouts?
But yeah, but like you put something down to give you some space.
I was in this. If I was using a tournament list,
yeah,
I wouldn't have any scouts in this list. I don't think. Because what am I going to put in the scouts?
Well, I suppose
the goblins.
If you're playing in a tournament that didn't only have battle line,
or
it would
wolf
matter,
riders.
So. But yeah, wolf riders.
Yeah, but I was using them to protect my artillery.
Yeah, I suppose you're playing them a bit differently, aren't you?
So
they were very static. Yeah.
That was a Jimism. Jimism. So the two pieces of artillery and then a wolf rider either side.
Yeah, because they've got a 360 arc of shooting defensively. They actually work all right in that role, even though it seems a bit strange for a role for them to have.
Although the artillery didn't do great in this game for a number of reasons.
Do you want to explain how the setup went down?
So I got... if we look at a table, split it in six,
yeah.
I got 1, 5, and 6.
Yeah, so you got two diagonally opposite
corners
and one next to one.
Yeah, one middle next to one.
And then units, Barry divvied up his units, so I had to set up first. So then Barry won the scouting, he had no scouts, so I set my whole army up, and I had quite a good spread, actually. There wasn't anything too exposed, and I'd place stuff...
Apart from the greenlings.
Yeah. I brigaded 3 units of greenlings by themselves, and they're like, I don't want to give them away. Like, I want Barry to fight ogres, not greenlings. And I stuck them in a deep corner, as far away from any potential orcs as possible. But Barry rolled almost a 50-50 split for his army.
It was weird.
It?
So yeah, I had
You didn't get anything in one quarter. In one,
in the centre.
So in the two opposites, you roll.
I got all my cavalry in two brigades.
Yeah. With trolls.
With trolls and black orcs.
And goblins.
And goblins.
And then everything else.
Everything else was us. Yeah. So we had the unit of the brigade of orcs.
Just, yeah, you're using your light cavalry defensively. So no, yeah, so none of the boar riders. Lots of walk infantry. Yeah. More trolls and rock lobbers, etc. So that, basically, that presented, for me, I was like, right, I can't break him just with the smaller half. It was slightly smaller, you know, that the boar riders one.
Yeah.
I can't break him, but I can actually, if I get the first turn and I roll well and I push pressure, I can rush him there. And I had to protect the nobblers.
Which were in this corner. Well, in your corner, next to my corner.
So here, they started off two cavalry moves away, were they? Were they in 60 of boar riders?
No, it was three.
Yeah.
Because I got two orders off, and that's where it went wrong.
Yeah. Because it's still that's like it's too close for comfort. Yeah. So it was a mad rush for me to block that move early on to get over there. I sent my Rhinox riders on a mission. Like, their job was
every mission for them is a suicide mission.
You never get them. No matter what you fight, you never get them back.
You can't get them back. Yeah, they just get stuck in, they don't stop.
They don't stop. But you're never going to get them back again. It's just how much they take down.
Yeah. And
they took down. In this stage, I got the first combat of the game was my Rhinox riders charging two units of boar riders.
On initiative.
Oh, no, I passed that. That was an order. Yeah, that was it, because it was 30. And, and they made a mess. I also got my slave giant in there as well.
Well, that was pretty handy. Yeah. But they did enough on their own.
Yeah.
So they ate two broad boys.
Yeah.
And then they went into the flank of the
trolls and goblins.
Ate the trolls.
Yeah.
Didn't kill the goblin.
No.
Left one goblin alive.
Because I had two stands on the trolls.
And then my second unit brigade of two boar boys managed to clear up the Rhinox riders and also get into the slave giant and ding him.
Yeah.
But that cost them another unit. So now I'm down to one unit of boar boys.
Yeah.
To try and it's my only mobile infantry really. I could have sent the wolf riders.
Yeah.
But unless I'm committing my general, and even he's shit to order.
A hero would have done it. Like, just as good, isn't he? Yeah, like, you could. That's your other tactic. You could have analysed it, you know, and then broke off these wolf riders and sent them on a mission to chase down the nobblers.
That was my only tactic left at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So basically what I did, I deployed my artillery in as aggressive a position as possible.
Yeah.
With stuff in range. And they did work, but having four hits means that some of the time you don't do anything.
Yeah.
You just drive
average
them back.
Average dice, yeah.
Sometimes you'll take a stand, sometimes you won't. And over the course of the game, they took a stand.
Yeah. So the unit I had, the closest stuff I had to Barry's bigger half of the army was my heavy brigade of two bulls and two iron guts. I actually decided to break contact with them and they backed off most of the game. Yeah, like until one unit was pinged and that had to be a roadblock. And it did something. But it's like, I didn't want to commit them to straight away, basically. My plan was to beat the smaller half of the army and then come back. Then I yo-yo back to you with that brigade and just to get peace trade off when even uphill would have been enough for me. Yeah, because once I'd taken this section out, I just need to do a couple more units.
I did three or four turns and didn't get a single Geroff.
But we did have an interesting question with this one, because, like, which direction do my units go? We figured the only, because obviously the spell's designed in a battle line, and this one, where's my table edge? So we decided, we randomised between, for the game, over the two long edges, which one it was. Which I think is the only fair way to do it.
Yeah, and it turned out to be the edge you were stood at anyway.
Yeah.
And then this occasion. But that's a fair way of dealing with it. So once Paul had... and it's amazing how much difference Leadership 9 is to 8.
That's a bit,
Fuck, man.
I mean, I only had three characters, one 9 and 2
that's
8.
One more than me and Janna's runs.
Yeah.
But, you think the math shouldn't be that different, but it is.
It is,
like, I could not get like
the general can be between two brigades and order that one, and they can move together. That one goes on a 9, then that one goes on a 9. That's quite reliable maths, to keep a lot of your army together.
We also had one interesting new rule where the there was two units of Boer boys that I was sending down a flank to try and keep them outside 20.
Yeah.
But I failed my order because I'm a shit orc. But that I was right on the flank, which meant that when his Rhinox Riders took out the first unit...
Yeah, they pushed the second unit off the table.
And any bit of the stand that goes off, that's a unit gone in the new rules.
And just butchered them.
It's not. That's not the same for shooting. You can be driven off from shooting and come
back
on.
But that's the same for being driven into an impassable thing.
Yeah, because it should be impassable.
By combat, because... Yeah, it artificially, then, that unit gets away when they shouldn't get away, in kind of a sense.
Because
yeah.
you could take no damage, get pushed off...
Yeah.
And then come back on and charge him in the flank.
Yeah. And that's all
that's bullshit.
Yeah. And that's Bretonian level bullshit.
Yeah, I've seen that done. That's bullshit.
Yeah. So and that came into play. We did have to look it up.
I knew what it was, but I didn't know if it had made the rules.
We had to look it up, but it's good there. It's very good. It's much cleaner when it is there. Yeah, that is there.
I mean, I push the rules as hard as I can, as always.
I had to call something, a Barry on something. I was like, you can't do that.
I'm pretty sure you could do it.
But something to slow time ask Alice.
So just to describe the position, I wanted to engage with just one stand and then hold the other two stands facing a different...
So he'd won the combat.
I was going to win the combat, but I was going to block off my line of sight for the next target for a pursuit. So I wanted to hold stuff back.
Yeah.
in an irregular formation, so I could see.
So anyway, Evan Gavard, the ogres beat orcs
handsomely.
Sadly.
I only killed two things.
So the orc challenge has ended for this moment in
for
time.
This bout.
Yeah, this bout, and with orcs neither winning neither. And I had, my one was closer than this one, wasn't it? Like, as in, I think you could say it was, yeah.
You didn't have to. You were fighting over an objective. And B, your shit was together.
Yeah, and there was a couple of moments of this game where if you'd won the first turn,
if I got to those green lanes,
that would have been very different.
That was the only way I was winning the game. And once I'd lost my ability to get to the greenlings, it was like virtually impossible. To win this game.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing to highlight about orcs, if you didn't already fucking know it, it's like, if you're playing against orcs, make them use movement. Use initiative.
Like, I think I'll make him come across the table.
They don't like it.
While I try to chase down something else of his.
Yeah. They don't like it. Like, so I had three generals, in effect. I had two leadership 7 and two leadership 6.
Three eights, two sevens, two sixes.
Moving across, and they're ordering trolls, so they aren't always eights and sevens. Moving across the board at 10 centimetres and having to redeploy artillery with an orc wizard.
Yeah. Over there, boys!
They've run away! While Paul's general's issuing like 6 orders a turn, I'm lucky if my one gets one off.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody knows the issues with orcs. It's that there's the leadership.
Yeah.
And if you're playing like a battle line and everything's all going to plan and they come to you and you go to them and hit in the middle.
It can be good.
But if you're playing against elves...
You've got manoeuvre combat. Manoeuvre fighting. Meet you in the plains of Germany.
So, good one. Well played, Paul. That was a handsome win. I think you only lost 2 units. And one of them was the Boer boys.
Boer boys and
the dinged up iron guns.
Dinged up the unit I had to sacrifice to slow you down.
Because it got confused and shot.
It got confused, and then I couldn't keep it together. And then it actually formed a good defensive position because it couldn't get. There was a bit of impassable, and it used that to hold one flank down of its unit when a massive. And it did something. At least it took a stand of orcs.
I mean,
And if it had got the charge on you, it might have done even more. Who knows? With 4-up armor, you can tank the world.
So I think we called it with me having lost one flank.
Yeah.
And you only needing realistically 2 units on this flank.
Yeah.
And it was. I only had.
I don't think there's any situation where those 3 units of ogres go into orc infantry and don't take 2 units. I think you've got no armor. It's like I will hit you at some point, and I just will do it.
So okay, good game, sir. Good game. What's next on our agenda?
Outro.
Right. Yeah. So this we'll put the orc challenge to bed for a little bit because lots of other things we need to play. We need to do an army review, so we will pick an army and we will play a game with that army next.
Definitely. And I'm really happy now that it didn't take much reworking Winter Roller 19. It's out there in the community, and it's basically cumulative scoring.
So how many points would you have won for this game? It would just been 10-0 because I can. Effectively
you didn't even do. Did you hang on? Did you do 300 points? Damage to me.
Yeah,
yes, you did.
Because they're 220 points, aren't they?
Yeah, so you'd have been in 300 to 600 category. I did 1,200 points to you.
Probably maybe, not, because orcs are cheaper shit.
Either would have been a 8-2 or a 10-2 to me.
Probably 8-2, though. Yeah, probably. Because orcs is cheap.
I think it's 8-2. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, good. So we'll pick an army, we'll play a game, maybe next week, maybe the week after, although I'm pretty sure half-term's coming up scarily again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. God damn, they're up all the time.
Never go to school,
do
they, kids nowadays?
Never go to back in school. Back in my day, lump of coal for lunch. There were no teaching assistants in my day. Where the fuck are these guys come from? Yeah. What do the teachers do?
Well, they can't teach enough, can they?
They've got two assistants.
Yeah, they need help.
They were the fucking hell. Right, so that was Warmest Podcast, episode 103.
103.
Better get your book out and write that one in.
Still got your book of grudges? Of course I do. I'll be writing it in.
We haven't talked about that for a while. Paul's got his book of grudges. We must be into like...
I'll count to that one.
It must be like 50 plus games.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So see you in a week or two.
Bye.
Would you like to know more?